This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. West Bengal has recorded a historic voter turnout of 92.47% in the two-phase assembly elections, the highest in the state since independence. In phase two, polling stood at 91.66% as of 7.45 p.m., while phase one, held on April 23rd, recorded 93.19% turnout. The combined participation across both phases was calculated at 92.47%. The state has a voter base of 6.81 crore. The Election Commission said women voters slightly outnumbered men in participation, with 92.28% as against 91.07% participation of men voters. Before this, West Bengal's highest turnout was in 2011 assembly elections at 84.72%. Tripura holds the national record for highest poll participation with 93.61% in 2013 assembly elections. Counting of votes for West Bengal, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam and Puducherry will be held on the 4th of next month. In a major boost to connectivity and tourism, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will today flag off the extended Srinagar-Katra Vande Bharat Express service from Jammu Tawi Railway Station. Minister of State in the Prime Minister's office, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will also be present on the occasion. The train is currently running between Srinagar and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, has now been extended up to Jammu Tawi. The train will now operate with 20 coaches instead of 8, which will significantly enhance the capacity, connectivity and comfort. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a two-day visit to Ladakh beginning today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that during his visit, he will be attending the first ever international exposition of the holy relics of Lord Buddha, commencing on the 1st of May on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. The Home Minister noted that devotees from different parts of the world will offer veneration to the relics of Lord Buddha in the exposition. Union Minister of Port, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, has said that India is advancing a roadmap to add 62 vessels in financial year 2026-27, backed by investment of over 51,000 crore rupees, chairing a high-level interministerial review meeting regarding the Strait of Hormuz in New Delhi. Mr. Sonowal called for urgent expansion of India's shipping capacity to ensure resilience against external disruptions. During the meeting, he also reviewed the status of the joint venture between Shipping Corporation of India and Oil PSUs to acquire 59 vessels. In Madhya Pradesh, 12 labourers were killed and 20 others injured when a pickup van carrying them overturned in Dhar district last night. According to preliminary information, 35 labourers were returning home from Bagat in Dhar district when the driver lost control of the vehicle near Chiklia crossing. The vehicle overturned and collided with an SUV coming from the opposite direction. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the incident. Prime Minister announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each from PM National Relief Fund to the next of kin of the deceased. In Karnataka, 7 people, including 3 children, were killed after a compound wall collapsed near Boring and Lady Curzon Hospital in Bengaluru yesterday. The incident took place amid heavy rain, strong winds and hailstorms when the victims were taking shelter near the wall. The structure suddenly gave way, trapping them under the debris. All 7 people died on the spot. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan expressed grief over the loss of lives. In her message, the President called the incident distressing and extended condolences to the bereaved families while wishing a speedy recovery to the injured. The Vice President also conveyed condolences and prayed for the swift recovery of those injured. Maharashtra Cabinet, chaired by Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, has approved Maharashtra AI Policy 2026. The policy is intended to boost the use of artificial intelligence in industries, governance and public services across the state. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.